What will be needed to enable women to take leadership alongside men to forge peace in their country? UNIFEM's largest women's program, women's rights program in the world, is in Afghanistan. Our dedicated staff of primarily Afghan women and men have been at the forefront with so many other partners of supporting NGOs and the government, including the Ministries of Women's Affairs, Justice, Interior, and others, to rebuild their country and to usher in new laws and policies that lay the groundwork for women and girls to access their rights. Afghanistan's ratification of CEDAW without reservations, its constitutional provisions of women's human rights, its quota to reserve seats for women in the National Assembly, its National Action Plan for Women's Advancement, and many other policies are beacons of light and hope. But the light and hope flicker as the security situation worsens and as women's rights advocates express concerns that hard-won gains could be negotiated away in power-sharing discussions between different groups of men. Despite the promises of CEDAW and Security Council Resolution 1325, there was no woman in attendance at the 2008 peace jirga, and there is no critical mass of women in current-day talks with the Taliban. But Afghan women will not be deterred. That is why women peace activists in Afghanistan are planning a historic national action by women on 8 March 2009. They are demonstrating unimaginable courage through a nationwide initiative called Praying for Peace and building on what 1,500 women created last year in Kandahar, and are organizing for many thousands of women to join together at 10 a.m. on International Women's Day in public spaces all over the country, wearing these blue scarves, which some lucky guests here will be getting because we don't have enough for everybody, but we'll hand out as many as we can, and standing side by side, regardless of language, ethnic, or tribal affiliations, to pray for peace with justice in Afghanistan. So before I introduce the panelists, I want to ask each of you, when you leave, to send a message of solidarity and support in honor of these women for peace who, make no mistake, are risking their lives. We are passing out a sheet that has the email address. Please send